Your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:34. We're back. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate. For feedback, send us an email. Love to hear from you, good or bad. Give us some opinion. It's ccrecap@gmail.com, ccrecap@gmail.com. A Michigan State University is launching a new degree program in business analytics to meet the growing need for professionals who can analyze large data sets and guide business decisions. So what exactly does that involve, and just how have the skill set demands in the business world changed? To find out, I'm joined by Professor Vallabh Sambamurthy. He's the director of MSU's Masters in Business Analytics program. Professor Sambamurthy, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you.
Now, we've heard a lot about how difficult the job market is at the moment, especially for those graduating from college with virtually no experience. Tell me, the MSU Business School grads that you're seeing coming out now, have their job prospects remained strong?
Actually, Michael, this has been a great year. I saw a stat recently that in our graduating MBA class, we've hit or crossed 90% placement, and that's a phenomenal number in my 10 years at Michigan State.
So demand is out there more than ever. And in terms of, in a general way, the growth we've seen in the internet over the past decade or so, when it comes to the business school curriculum as a whole, is it dramatically different than what business school students were studying 20 years ago?
Michael, in the business school curriculum, 20 years is a lifetime. We actually, 2 years ago, I led a task force that took a complete 360-degree view on our curriculum. And we made some dramatic changes, which we are beginning to implement in a two-year process beginning next year. But to give you a sense, what we found and what we are doing is there are a few major changes, even in the last 5 years. The most important change, other than the usual things like globalization and technology, the key thing that we are emphasizing, one is practical experience, and second is called integrative management. And that's where the analytics fits in nicely. Mm-hmm. The idea is that business problems today don't come well-defined into boxes, like it's a marketing problem, supply chain problem, and so on. And secondly, increasingly managers, while they can use their intuition, what is really needed is data or fact-based decision-making. So we call that a science. So analytics is the discipline of looking at a business problem and then looking at the ton of data. And then what insights are emerging from the data? And so if you look at companies like Amazon or Capital One or Harris, they become legendary because of their use of analytics in their business decisions.
Okay, now this business analytics program, what kinds of factors are you looking at in terms of the relationship between them? I'm guessing it's very complex, but maybe if you could simplify it for us.
Absolutely. You can think about business analytics as a program as having four components. A, do you understand what are the key business decisions that managers make? So let's take a simple example, marketing analytics. Managers need to know who are my customers and what do they want. Now, where does that data come from? So the second part is understanding data. That data comes today from many sources. It comes from the point-of-sale counters. It comes increasingly from social media. People go onto Facebook, Twitter, and blogs, and they write about their favorite restaurant experience, good or bad. Third, it requires the ability to analyze the data. We're talking about analyzing millions of items of data in a single shot.
You're talking about analyzing data like social network comments, things like that?
Absolutely. You know, you take people... customers, they post comments about their favorite or bad experience. They indicate their sentiment. They provide text. So now if we can start doing some text-based analysis, we can start extracting what is the degree of positive sentiment about a company, about its brand. So, for example, if you look at Facebook, you know, all this controversy about what's Facebook good for, one of the things that Facebook is likely to do is this brand promotion through the Facebook brand page. So all of these things will start increasingly coming together through analytics.
Now that sounds incredibly complicated. Professor Vallabh Somamurthy is the director of MSU's Masters in Business Analytics program, which is just now being introduced. It sounds like you practically have to be a computer engineer to pursue this kind of a degree.
So, Michael, actually what we are doing is we are seeking students who have an undergraduate in computer science or mathematics, but our one-year program is really designed to train them as a business professional, so where they take courses in understanding what kind of decisions do marketing or supply chain people do, and then we also have them work on three one-semester projects where they will interact with companies, take an important decision, extract some data, analyze it, learn how to make recommendations, and communicate their recommendations. Because ultimately, the goal of this program is to produce technology and analysis savvy business professionals who can speak to a marketing manager and give them recommendations for a new marketing strategy.
This kind of a degree, you go into a multinational corporation, right? This wouldn't apply to a small company, would it?
It would apply to anyone. Interestingly, in fact, I remember reading a story 2 years ago about the Michigan Lotto, you know, where people get to choose their own numbers and colors, and some smart person eventually applied analytics to figure out what colors or what numbers people were choosing more often and why. And so that led to some great insights that helped them retool their marketing strategy. So small company, big company, everybody can benefit from analytics.
When it comes to salary, what kind of money do MSU business grads, especially out of the MBA program, what kind of salary do they typically make right out of school?
This year, I would say that, remember that it depends on where they go. If they go to work in Chicago versus New York, there's a range. But our range was, minimum was $90,000 all the way up to $140,000, $150,000. So the salaries were great. And what's more important...
That's the first year out of school, right?
First year out of school, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Typically, our students have experience ranging between 2 to 3 years at the lower end to about 7 to 9 years at the upper end. So some of the numbers would change also depending upon the prior experience and where they're going to work. But I would say, in general, the salaries have been very healthy.
Is this one of the more technical MBA programs, or are they all at this point highly technical and as you say, dramatically different than what they were a few years ago?
I would not say technical in the usual word technical. What it is becoming more is, one is we are focusing on integration, which is look at problems from different perspectives, so supply chain, marketing, HR. Secondly, we are training them to be more an analytical savvy, meaning that they have to have a comfort with numbers. And that comfort with numbers also means that they must be knowledgeable about technology because there's so many technology investments. And they must be comfortable with teamwork across the globe, which means that they may often be put into situations where they have to work with people that they've never seen and they will never see. How do they work with them on a project whose shelf life might be only 2 weeks? And you got to deliver a high-value strategy or product. So interpersonal relationships, the ability to communicate, the ability to have cultural appreciation. Mm-hmm. So the keywords today are globalization, integrative thinking, analytical savviness, and technology understanding.
And tell me, though, with all this deeper analytic view on the way the business world now works, does it always lead to improvements, or does it sometimes just lead to a mass confusion of a sort?
That's a good question. So let's take Amazon. You know, Amazon is legendary with their analytics program called collaborative filtering, which means that every time you buy a book, they immediately recommend to you 4 other books that you might like based upon the taste of others like you. Now, some people like it, others hate it, and they delete the email. So the important thing there is that the technology or this concept is neutral. It again goes back into the hands of the manager with this information. When does it make sense to intrude into your customers' lives, and when does it make sense to say, well, maybe not. Mm-hmm. There are some great stories of people who had the great information, but they used it in the wrong way or foolish way and got their company to harm. So again, the point is that analytics is not a substitute for managerial judgment. It is a way of strengthening managerial judgment through facts, but ultimately we need a manager who knows how to use those facts.
Now, this is a one-year program. Is that typical for these programs, or they're usually 2 or 3 years?
These are indeed one-year programs because they are meant to take an existing undergraduate program like computer science or analytics, analysis, and give them enough skills to address what is becoming a dramatic gap in the U.S. economy in terms of the skill sets, and more companies are ramping up their hiring needs. So we are trying to make sure that we are polishing students with the right background by giving them those integrative skills in our new program.
Professor Vallabh Sambamurthy, he is the director of MSU's Masters in Business Analytics program. Professor Sambamurthy, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back to talk to the author of this new book. He's a religion professor. He wrote a book titled, Was Jesus a Muslim? Well, we'll find out his answer next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.